Welcome to episode 235 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, if you're new around here, let me explain what you're getting yourself into. 8-Bit is just like going on vacation with a big family. At first, you pick out the destination, you load up the wife and the three kids, you turn on your GPS, and all is well. You know, you're just so happy everyone's in the car singing along to the radio, but then 2 hours later, it starts. Baby Kevin starts crying himself because he wet himself. Doug is punching baby Kenny, and Kenny starts throwing a fit because Doug also took his sucker. Then you try to keep it cool until you're about 6 hours in and to your drive when you look back and Kenny's just thrown up all over himself and Kevin. Kevin's eating it while Doug is taking his clothes off and throwing them out the window. You're about to boil over when you've reached the hotel, finally. Only to find out the room is not available because your credit card was declined, because your wife forgot to tell you that she ordered some new dresses on Amazon. You go back to your van, grab your golf clubs like Tiger Woods. You swing at the ground, but the club breaks, comes back to hit you in the face, all while the kids are crying and the wife starts flirting with a man in the lobby. Piece of shit. Finally, a hotel employee comes out and says, "Oh, there was a mistake, sir. We had, someone mixed up with the same name. We're so sorry. We've upgraded you to the penthouse room for your trouble." The rage calms and you actually start to enjoy yourself. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two giant man babies.
Who the fuck is Kenny?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
What the fuck is Kenny?
And oh. Did Doug take his own clothes off or did Doug take Kenny's clothes off and throw him out the window?
Well,
what the fuck are you writing about?
What are you talking about? That's what the 8-Bit's just like.
But who the fuck is Kenny?
Well, that's a
hashtag
good question.
Who is Kenny?
Okay, yeah. Kenny is
hashtag the fourth host.
Okay,
Milwaukee's fourth host.
Kenny is a photographer, a videographer, a producer. When he grows up, these are all. I got a backstory for him. He's also an indie rap artist. Goes by the name of Midas. Find him on Instagram. It's who Kit. Kenny's really, he's a super fan of the show. And all those things are true that I listed about him. And he asked me, he said, "Hey man, is there any way that you can give me a shout out on the show?" I said, "I think I might be able to do something for you." And I worked him into the intro. So that's who Kenny is.
All right.
So thank you, Kenny, for being a listener and hitting me up on the Facebooks of life.
Just to prove that you're a human being.
You don't trust it?
No,
all right.
I'm gonna show you.
The first mistake of your lie.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fan. Two.
Number two. That's a fake name.
Yeah, no one's name is actually Kenny.
Number three. That rap name was totally garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
Let's see. Somebody hit us up in the chat real quick and says, "You guys made me want to do a podcast, so now I have one called JDM Car Life on YouTube. Go check it out."
Oh yeah, check it out on YouTube.
Well, thanks.
JDM Car Life.
Anytime that we can inspire somebody, we'll give you a shout out. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see what has happened over. And everybody's been doing something. You guys have both been a little sick, right? At least Kevin.
I'm sick this weekend. It sucks. I had so much to do this weekend and I didn't do fuck all.
Okay.
The Dolly Rots were in town Saturday. This was like the first time they were back in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I missed them. They were playing with the Living End, which I haven't seen the Living End since like the early 2000s.
Sure. Two bands no one's ever heard of.
You've heard of the Living End and you've heard of the Dolly Rots because I always talk about them. And they're both gone now, never to be seen again. And WWE Live was in town and I missed that too, all because stupid summer head cold.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my weekend. How about you, Doug?
What want to do this weekend? It's my son's second birthday was this weekend and it took up so much time. It was absurd. Just a lot of family in town and people wanted to hang out, and my wife and I, who don't necessarily like hanging out with people, just constantly hanging out with people. So we've been very tired. We're worn out.
Somebody was in town for this weekend, wasn't they, Doug?
Oh, yeah. A moose showed up at my house.
Wait. A brutal moose.
A brutal moose. Surprise everyone just showed up.
I was really going to ask you about if a moose like wandered into your backyard.
Yeah, no, it was really weird. A Texas moose, the very, very rare, but they exist, just showed up in my backyard.
I just didn't know if they washed up with the hurricane or not. That's all.
And Pilot showed up just about as big as a moose.
Oh, shit, that might have just been Pilot.
Yeah, Pilot's a big dog.
Someone just tied some like a stick to his head. I just assumed it was a moose. McKay's brother showed up. He didn't let anyone know except for like her dad that he was coming in. And so he showed up Saturday night, like after the party, because he thought we would do it Sunday and not Saturday. So I got there late, but at the same time, he was like, cool, I don't have to see anybody. This works out for me. Because no one likes anybody. Like, we. So he stayed with us over the weekend. And then, like, my sister flew down. So she's been in town with her husband. And
how do you have a
party? Today, I didn't do anything. I just hung out, like, and just played video games all day.
How do you have a party where nobody likes each other?
No.
Have you met the McDonald's?
I just mean the three of us, like Katie, her brother, and myself. Like we hang out, like we'll hang out with each other. But you know, I don't want to hang out with my parents. Ugh, ugh.
According to your dad, he doesn't want to hang out with you either.
No, but yeah, in the chat, Ants gets it because family parties are bullshit.
Okay, but exactly. Ants says that everything is bullshit, and she would.
That's, right, I was gonna say.
But they're not, you know, they're not doing, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's all about Ollie, which is cool. He got a lot of cool stuff. It's great. Family's there, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it's just like the next day, like, I'm good. We saw you yesterday. I don't need to see you anymore. I'm good. I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
Who got him that cool ass truck that he's driving?
Brutal Moose.
Damn. Showed you up.
Damn.
What'd you get him? Like a Hot Wheel?
I didn't give him shit. He's my son. I didn't give him anything.
I gave him life.
Fuck him.
I apparently need to turn my mic up. I hope this doesn't fuck up you guys.
A little bit, but...
How's is that better? That seems like that's better on my end. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. That's good.
We've had two subs recently. Ants with the 313 sub, and then Koala just came in with the 499 sub. Thank you so much, everybody, awesome. For the subs.
Yeah, thank you. Let's see. Oh. You guys... can ask me what I did with my weekend if you want.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Jerry, yeah. Jerry, what'd you do with your weekend?
You did something with the weekend and stuff, right? Yeah, tell us more. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, it feels like you just don't care. You know, you guys went through yours and I was excited for you both. And then.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh, shit. I was going to make something up, but thanks for cutting us off, Doug.
It's fair.
No, hold on. Okay. It's so fair. I'll tell everyone what you did this weekend. Your wife showed up, was like, hey, we don't have the kid. Let's go to a super overpriced place that's far away where no one has fucking gas because there's a gas crisis going on in our state right now. Let's go stay at an overpriced hotel and take me shopping on a weekend where you should be enjoying your days off because you have 2 days off in a row. And also, because of this, I'll let you maybe, possibly, probably not tap this. How close am I?
So far off. The hotel was not overpriced. It was very reasonable.
This is a question that comes from AJ real quick. The fridge, complimentary, or did you have to pay for that shit?
No. That stuff was in there and you had to pay for it. It wasn't complimentary. It was fucking... It was like $4 a bottle, but they didn't tell you that shit. They tried to charge us for it, but we were like, we didn't drink any of that. We went to Target, ma'am, and we picked up our own shit. So, no, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
We did go shopping, but I may return this shit because I started Christmas shopping for you two assholes, and I actually bought you two stuff. So,
the band, you two?
Yeah, that's very nice of you. I'm pretty sure that Bono can afford anything that he could
ever
want.
I'm
sure he'll appreciate it, but yeah.
I really love them. Every year I buy them something and send it. They never send a thank you, but hopefully.
They never respond.
Hopefully
never
this year.
Never get a thank you letter. Yeah, that's Bono, very selfish, very selfish.
Yeah, asshole. Yeah. If you're listening, asshole. We did do that. And then as far as the tapping thing, twice. morning and night. Now, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
In the morning time, it's great. Nighttime, got her super drunk.
What happened in the morning?
You had to get her super drunk to make it happen?
No. I mean, it was just.
And were you drunk too, or is that because that could be like a Bill Cosby case?
Yeah, I was drunk too, man.
So it was just a sloppy grossness.
Oh God, it was so sloppy and fun. I won't get into the details.
But then the next morning was the magical spoon and slip, like the never failing spoon and slip.
Yeah, the famous spoon and slip that I had to have you tell me what the hell it was.
Yeah, it's where you spoon somebody and then you slip it in. I don't understand how that's so hard to explain.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm feeling
sick again, guys.
Hey, do you want to go over docking?
No, we won't.
Be sure to follow our Discord for further adventures of Jeremy learning what docking is.
Hey, Kev, we've got two donations. Will you let us know what they are?
Yes. King Rexatron donated $11 and said, yay, 420, because now we are at 884.20.
Oh, nice.
And AJ before that donated $4.20 and said, licky, licky, sticky, wicky.
Thanks, but good. So Ed just posted a Twitch video. If you don't know what docking is, don't worry. We have a highlight from one of our streams where Jer learns what docking is.
Yeah. So overall, the weekend was great. The reason why we went down there, we went to Austin, is because it's the place where Ashley wanted for us to have our ceremony, our wedding ceremony. And so we went to check it out. It's fantastic. She sold on it, and that's where we'll be going. For the wedding, so which you two motherfuckers will be there?
Why? What?
Huh?
Fucking! If you enjoy the show, you can always listen.
Shoot me a date. I'll see if I can make the time. We'll discuss it.
You can always listen and subscribe on these wonderful places. First off, Audio Boom. They are our sponsor. They sponsor these waves. So that way we can get it out to you. We love them, appreciate them. Also, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can always follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday night we Twitch right here. You can interact with the show. If you can't make it to the Twitch show, if you listen and you want to interact with us, hit us up on Discord. We have all that information below on Twitch and on our website. I'm telling you, this community grows every day. We get new people in there. Everybody gets along really well. If you're looking for somebody to play video games with, if you're looking to make new friends, if you're looking to join a community that is really super positive, 40% of the time, come join it. And we even get in there. We interact every day with everybody, and you can have some fun with us. Even if you're a lurker, you can still just read what everybody's saying. So
about docking.
Hey, we started something cool too this week.
Yes,
we started Kev, you named it, so you go ahead and
8-bit get fit or die trying.
That's right.
Challenge 2017.
So there's still
version
time
2.0.
There's still time to get in on it if you want to. We're all trying to lose weight and get fit and do it all together as a community. It's no fee to join. Just come and lose some weight with us. We put it on a spreadsheet. We're weighing in every Friday, and we'll update you on progress and stuff like that. But I think it's a good thing. Everybody's getting involved. Everybody posts photos of what they look like and their before photos, some food that they're eating. Everybody's encouraging everybody for the most part, except for AJ, who for some reason keeps posting just mountains
of delicious,
terrible food that he's eating. But other than that, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But I mean, it's awesome. It's going to be over 12-week progress, I think. Is it 12 weeks?
3 months.
So 12 weeks. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so 12 weeks.
Three months or 12 weeks, whichever one happens.
Yeah, whatever
first.
Comes first.
But we're going to be doing that. It's pretty awesome. It's just a way to kind of keep us all on our toes here, you know, like everyone just sitting around motivating each other, you know. It really helps. It's really hard to lose weight alone, but when you have a network of people doing the same thing and trying to better themselves, it's a lot easier for us to like motivate each other. And that was the idea behind it. And it's just, you know, we just want to do it the right way. Don't starve ourselves or anything like that. We just want to make sure everyone's eating right and make sure we could be here a couple years longer than we're supposed to, you know?
Just a couple.
Just a couple. Hmm. Not here for a long time, just here for a good time.
Be sure to also check out a couple more shows that we have on our network. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. And, of course, we'll make this short and sweet about Patreon. If you want to support us, that's great. You can do it through Patreon. As for as little as $5 a month, you can get extra content for this show and for other things that we throw on there. The Kevisode from 8-Bit Saga is on there. And
it's so good.
It's exclusive to Patreon. So if you want that, you got to pony up the $5. But other than that, you can go all the way up to $1 million if you wanted to. It goes, everything goes right back into the show. Kevin will be getting his new microphone. We'll be ordering that tomorrow, and he'll have that for next week's show. And so after that, we're going to run a couple contests, get some more sponsorship going, and, you know, all that shit. So your money's going to a good place, and it's being used to better the show and reach more people. How's that?
Yeah, Doug, it's gonna be awesome.
Doug, this is on you.
Yeah,
go.
You want me to thank the patrons? Is that what you want me to do right now?
Yeah, because it's the beginning of the month, and then you also have Horror Fest to talk about.
Okay, so we'll start with the patrons that we're gonna say thank you to. It's a long list, guys. We may have to start splitting this up to like two episodes because there's just so many. All right, Taylor, Jen, Ryan, Chris, AJ, Lawrence, Arnold, Blades, Curtis, Mo. That is a classic. We got Deb and Ripoff and Ben and Keith and Josh and Francisco and Henrik and Jared, Bratosaurus, Drake, Link, Timo, Andrew, Bjorn, Raging D-Bag, Tony, Ryan, the Lonely Trainers Pokemon Gang, Jimbo, Aaron, Simon, Eric, Amanda, still more, Leonard, Lost Boy, Justin, Linz, Marty, Touchbag, K-Bob, Jesse, and Jesus Christ, David, Robimus, Lauren, Delure, Marty, and Mike.
5 hours later.
And Ed.
5 hours later.
And Brutal Moose.
Awesome.
Yes. Also, we just got a follow by Lolly Molly Jared. So thanks for the follow.
Thank you for the follow. Jesus Christ, that's such a long list, guys.
Yeah.
That is,
it's awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is how many people is that at this point?
A lot.
I'm gonna look. Hold on.
Well, we got 8-Bit Horror Fest coming up in October.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be fucking fantastic. We've got a ton of guests that are doing some shows. What it is, it started 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
2 years ago. This is the third annual. We don't have our shit together. And so it started off with just us wanting to watch some horror films, and then it grew into getting other people involved. And so now it's a whole month long thing where every week you're going to get at least three shows, extra shows on top of 8-Bits. And so you're going to get a guest show, you're going to get a network show, and then you're going to get an 8-Bit review as well. It's it's nuts. So much content for you. We're going to review all the origin stories this year. That's what the theme is about. So all your major horror icons, right?
Yeah, yes. It's origin stories, but also more like the movie that kicked off the whole genre franchise. Not franchise. Thank you. I was like, not genre, but yeah, the whole franchise. So Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, Child's Play, a whole bunch of other movies as well. Just a couple of the ones that will be reviewed by us and others. And it's going to be a lot of fucking fun. And if you look on the stream, you can see the design for the t-shirt right between Kevin and I. That's the 8-Bit Horror Fest 2017 shirt design. There's a link in the chat of 8bitgeek.threadless.com. You can get this year's shirt through the end of October, and then it's gone forever, just like last year's.
Yep. And we're also, this year, we're going to throw out... we're going to do a giveaway. We're giving away something cool. Yes. We haven't figured out what physical item we're giving away yet, but we know that there's going to be an exclusive giveaway for three of our posters. We're going to give away three posters in the month of October. These are limited. They will never see the light of day other than the three people, the ones with signatures anyways, they're signed. So we will sign three posters and yes, you can win those. I'm actually producing them and sending them up to Kevin to get them signed this week.
It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for that. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be cool. I want a poster of my own, actually. So we'll see.
Yeah, we're going to work on getting the poster actually up on Threadlist as well, so that way people can buy them.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So other than that, let's get into some misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist, read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit. But we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
We're Sean.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
I read ahead and saw Velvets this week.
What? Why would you do that?
No, you're not supposed to do that. That
I
is
scrolled down on accident. I didn't read the whole thing. I just read the title.
Your finger slipped?
My finger slipped.
Yeah.
That's been my excuse several times, too. When doing butt stuff.
What? Your finger?
Yeah, I was going for something else, but I went for the butt. My finger slipped.
Oh. Speaking of finger slipping, Tyler Daniel 2013, thanks for following.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a button, finger slip too. Like trying to click the exit button and actually to hit follow. I gave Jared that tip before his weekend away with the missus.
It worked.
That's why you had to get her drunk.
That worked too.
Jesus Christ. I used to pick you up on your corner. Male for women.
Wow.
Yeah. Rhino 23, thanks for the follow. Saw that come in right as I was getting ready to start talking. My age is apparently 100. Therefore, I am vampire.
You look good for your age, Sean.
I am Nosferatu.
Is Nosferatu, is that like the fucking like energy drink version?
No, that's the version that is going to be in the next Fast and Furious.
Yeah, Nosferatu. God damn, how is that not a character already?
Hey, it's all about family. Tuna sandwich with the crust cut off or whatever the fuck he says. I don't know.
I love that you did the impression of a fucking Sean while him doing an impression of Vin Diesel.
That I don't know what you're talking about. Impression of Sean. I am Sean. Yeah,
that is a fucking inception right there.
Bravo. Bravo.
I miss our connection. It was one of the single greatest fantasies of all time. You wanted to be a streetwalker, and I'd cruise by, chat you up, and off we'd go. You would give me head until the car practically bounced, allowing me to choke you from time to time or push my fingers down your throat. What? You were always so sweet.
What?
You're always so sweet.
You also like playing with daddy. Okay, and wanted to be taught how to be a true slut. We practiced that quite a bit until you became great at it. I recently drove by the church where we had sex once.
Wow.
I won't bother listing the wonderful memories of our playful escapades. Now that we can't speak, I have no one else to share these memories with or revisit the scenes that still fill my perverted thoughts. I hope you're well and properly fucked from time to time. I hope that though we never said it, you were always dear to me, and I greatly enjoyed the time we had.
Some sugar and spice in those sentences.
Yours truly. Sean Penis.
Oh, Sean. I have somebody who can cheer you up. Through the window!
Okay. Oh, no.
Hey! Hey, what's going on?
Oh shit! What's up, Mark?
Hey! Hey! Sick for this. I heard about your story about your Playgirl thing.
Yeah.
Hey, had that before.
Your Playgirl?
You know, the girl that went to the church and stuff.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a magazine. Never mind.
Nah, I got something familiar that like that'll come to his mind and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what up, Kev?
Hi, Marky.
How you doing? Hi, Marky.
I'm a little sick.
Oh, what's going on? You need Daddy to come over there and give you some medicine?
No. I'm doing much better now. Thank you. I'm doing great. Just great.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I got a story for you.
Okay.
It's about something beautiful, okay? No one said okay.
Just read it already. Fucking Christ.
What's up your butt?
I'm just sad.
Okay. Yes, you are. That's actually in the note, okay? That wasn't Maki. Well, it was. I wrote that for you, okay? Because it rhymes. I like your boobs, you know? And your skin. It's, like, really soft. You smell real fancy, okay? We should, like, go to church one day, you know, and ask forgiveness for all the horrible things we've done to our bodies in the name of great sex. And then do it again. That's the story. I miss her.
There's a lot of church sex going on here.
Yeah, there seems to be a theme this week.
Themes are great, okay?
Did you just look up church sex?
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about. This is Maki. Anyway, gotta go.
Just out the window again.
I mean, I don't know why he just doesn't use the door like I do.
It's tough.
Or me, right? I don't get it either.
What's going on, y'all? How are y'all doing today?
What up, Velvet?
You know, I'm here. I had a little flight back in my hometown of Austin. But this is when it goes out to the hot, shorty, Latina, Austin to Vegas flight. Friday night, male for women. This is at the airport, by the way. That's where people catch flights. Our flight gates were moved from 12 to 9. You had on a pair of khaki jean shorts and a short top showing off your amazing brown skin. You also had a huge pair of tits that definitely grabbed my attention. Wow. I'm sure you'll never see this, but I would eat your ass and drop at a moment's notice for the evening of blissful sex making to your body. Sex making to your body.
The thing that I like the most is that Velvet always just, it's pretty normal until that one line, that one sentence, and then he just starts breaking up.
Sometimes I'm just not ready for it. I'm just not ready. Now, you were with a group of girls. I saw you again in the Uber parking lot and tried to get your attention. And then we had sex in a church. See you on the flight home, baby. I'm riding coach Velvet Jones. Conversations. No conversation.
Man, it's, listen.
Congregations.
There we go. There it is. Fucking yeah. Church stuff.
Get it. All right. This week, there hasn't been any big, huge releases. Next week, it comes out. But this week, it looks like the Hitman's Bodyguard took number one again in its third week, making $13 million for a total of $58 million.
Because why not?
I'm happy for that one. That one looks like a fun movie that I really want to see. So, Annabelle Creation made a total of $91 million so far. That'll get a sequel. The Creation Part 2. The real creation.
The actual for real creation.
Yeah, because this one was just a fake one, and they'll really find out what happened in the second one the first time. But... anybody, you guys go see any of this stuff?
No. You can sneeze? Sneeze. Do it in the microphone.
Ooh. It went back. It went back in.
Nah, you said that a lot over the weekend.
Uh, All right, I guess we'll get into some movie news because y'all motherfuckers are some quiet as shit people tonight.
What Sorry, we, man. No, there was, those are the same movies we've been talking about the last 2 weeks. It's hard to really be excited about
those. Yeah, we didn't
see
any of them. You know what I did watch this week again? Wonder Woman. It was delightful.
You know what I watched this weekend? Twin Peaks. I finished the goddamn series.
Yeah. You know what else I watched this last week? The Death Note movie on Netflix.
You know what else I watched this week? Black Mirror, and I'm all caught up on that.
Oh, shit. Did you see the trailer for season 4?
Yes.
Fuck
so
yes.
So good.
So we didn't watch any of these movies, Jared, but we did watch a bunch of shit.
There you go.
Yes.
Good.
I watched the first episode of Man on the High Tower just before this.
Oh, yeah?
That's fucked up. It's really hard to follow, but it's fucked up.
I haven't watched any of them, so.
What about you, Jared? What have you been doing? What are you watching?
I watched Ballers. That's fun. I've been getting into that. I love that show, HBO. And then I watched, I think that's it. I've been really focusing on, I haven't even really gamed this week. I've been really focusing on 8-bit stuff.
I don't know. You've been talking about playing Sonic Mania. Did you get to play that yet?
Oh, shit. Well, we'll get to that in gaming.
Okay.
We'll get to that in gaming. Okay. So there's been a lot of news lately about what's going over on DC, about this whole Joker origin movie. And I guess Warner Brothers is trying to get Leonardo DiCaprio to play the Joker.
He would have been a good choice to begin with, but they decided to go with another character and or different or what's his face and do a really dumb version of the Joker.
Jared Leto.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They made him like a fucking 2000s hardcore. If Jared Leto was in Thursday. Band.
Yeah, we
no,
get
for real.
It, man.
No, we get it. It's just no one.
That's a hard pull, no man. That's a hard pull. Just,
No one else got it though.
You've picked a really small.
I picked a pretty obscure band there. I pulled the hipster card on that one.
You did. What did they dress like that, Kev? As well.
You know what? I think he reminds me more of with Davey. What's his face from fucking AFI? That's who
Davey
he
Havoc.
Like.
Oh, Davey you don't Havoc. Say an unkind word about Davey Havoc. He's a
I'm
nice
not
guy.
I didn't say an unkind word. I'm just saying that Jared Leto kind of looked like Davey Havoc.
Jared Leto looks like that douchebag from 30 Seconds from Mars.
So, anyways, I think Leonardo DiCaprio would be a great lead for Joker. Although, I think they're trying to land him because Martin Scorsese is producing, and so since they've worked together so much, I think that it could happen. Now, the only problem is that Leo has never done a superhero movie, and he doesn't – I don't think he really has a want to. So if he does, I think it'll be something pretty fucking amazing because they want the movie to be super dark and real, possibly a rated R Joker. So if they could make it very dramatic, if they could make it a very Leo movie, I think you get him in. But who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
I think, kind of like what we talked about last week. I think that it could be a good movie if they kind of go, if they let Scorsese do Scorsese and let him make the kind of movies that he's known for making.
Mm-hmm.
But DC has a very hard time, or WB, I guess in this case, has a very hard time letting DC make the movies that they need to be making, and they're trying to compete too much with what everyone else is doing. And now, granted, they could be looking at this going, well, look at what Deadpool did.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what Deadpool 2 is going to do. You know, stuff like that where it's like, look, you can make a darker, edgier movie. Look at Logan, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, Logan. Oh, God, Logan was so good.
Yeah, instead of just Marvel, but at the same time, that's the concern is that they can't get their fucking hands out of the pot. You know, they have to fuck up everything. So
yeah,
that sounds about right.
They want control. They can't let go of it. And so,
no.
We only have one other movie. We have a ton of gaming news, so this is the only other movie news.
Oh, boy.
This one's a goodie.
Doug's going to check out early tonight.
Super. Yeah, I got to go. I'm tired, so just let me know when you need me back after this one.
Okay, cool. So one of our community members, AJ, tested Amazon's unlimited cloud storage by uploading over 1.8 million gigabytes of porn.
Yeah, I like that the headline says of
sexy videos. So
I mean, some of them were sexy.
Oh, did you watch them?
Oh, I'm assuming.
Oh, well, that's a big assumption because you just said, yeah, some of them were sexy.
Well, I gotta go.
So I guess.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was saying, like, I was curious because, you know, they break it down where it's like, for reference, that's approximately 23.4 years of 1080p video, or is it 102 years of 720, or 935 years of crappy standard, SD video. So I was like, fuck, where the shit does this guy have all this porn? Like, holy fuck, are you kidding me? But it turns out that he was like manually uploading videos before he realized that it would take forever. So he wrote a script to record all public cam shows from adult sites and have them automatically uploaded.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's how we did it. Yep. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, that's so smart. And also, just, what?
Also, so he gave up, right? He gave up after his 1.8 petabytes. And can we get a better name for that as well, please?
Yeah, that doesn't fit this very well.
No. So he gave up, and then the rest of Reddit said, we'll take up arms and continue this. And so they just said, fuck it. And now a couple other members of Reddit keep uploading.
Keep so, the dream alive.
Yeah. See, this is why we can't have nice things. That's why Unlimited's going to go away.
What are we going to do with all this porn?
Yeah, Amazon is going, damn it.
Because
now they have to put a cap on it.
Taylor says that's like a year's worth of porn. It's 23 years of porn.
23.
Yeah, it literally says 23.4
porn?
Years.
He's looking at four. He's thinking next level.
Oh, 4K.
4K porn.
4K, God.
He wants to be there.
All right, well, we'll get into some gaming. You guys have been playing. Have you guys played anything new? Because I have this week.
Yes.
Go.
Anyone want to talk about?
I finished Uncharted. I finished Uncharted: The Lost Legacy.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic game.
Is it
put
worth
eight
the
and
buy?
A half hours into it.
Is it worth the buy? Worth $30?
Yes. Yes. If it's if you like Uncharted, it's another full story that's really fun. Great character development between Chloe and Nadine. They threw in a new villain in there. That's pretty cool. I can see them going on with the Uncharted universe, just using different characters besides Nate.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was great. I liked it a lot. It was really fun and had the Naughty Dog feel to it. And it didn't feel like an expansion. It felt like its own personal game.
And graphics?
Graphics are a beautiful game. I mean, they pretty much use the Uncharted 4 engine. So, I mean, it's a gorgeous game to play. If you have 4K TV, you're going to get a good view out of that. But what was the other, the
HDR.
HDR. Yeah. If you have HDR, it's going to be gorgeous. I don't have HDR on my TV, but even then it still looked great. Yeah. So I played that. And then I played, I'm getting back into Yakuza 0 since the new Yakuza Kiwami came out this week, which is a remake from the ground up of the first Yakuza from PS2. So much Yakuza. What about you, Jer?
I played a couple new games this week. I picked up the Sonic Mania, and
I love that game.
That shit brought me back to being a kid, and then it surpassed my expectations of, like, the first level, you're like, wait, so they just remade this whole level, but that's only to get you into the fucking game.
Yep.
And then, like, the final boss battle, they're so imaginative. They're so much fun. The extra sprites, the detail in the sprites. The game's fantastic. It is fully worth the $19.99, and I'm only on stage 3. So
that's awesome.
Fucking fantastic. Go pick it up on Steam, PS4, Xbox, wherever you want to do it. So yeah, definitely recommend that game.
I've got it on PS4, and I love it.
I also played the Call of Duty beta for World War II.
What'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. The multiplayer is of course very much the same. It's Call of Duty, but it feels a lot better than the newer versions because you actually aren't floating around on the fucking map anymore. It's just a run and gun style. It's a lot of fun. I played a couple matches of the team deathmatch and I was like, okay, it's team deathmatch, cool. But now they have this new mode called War, and it's very much Overwatch. Set in World War II. And I came away very impressed with it. It was a lot of fun. I definitely think I'm going to pick this game up anyways for the single player, but I think I'll probably put a few hours into that war mode online. So,
That's cool.
And then I think we both played the Destiny 2 beta as well, right, Kev?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Doug, you didn't get into that?
No.
Okay.
It was really fun. It definitely cemented my love for the PC version. Like, I'm still getting the PS4 version tomorrow since I already had it pre-ordered, but I am definitely going to be switching over to PC once that comes out in a month and a half because it is smooth as butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very impressed with the Destiny 2. It looks beautiful, gorgeous, runs very smoothly. Great game. My only concern is I think that as the game goes on and we level up, and we all are going to have fun in it, obviously, for 40 hours. My concern is that it's going to get to the point where it's the Division, where fatigue starts to fall in because you're just like, well, this is a fucking grind. So that's,
as long as they keep missions and keep you busy, which Destiny's been pretty good with, so mm-hmm. we'll see.
But that's my only concern is that when we hit that big grind fest, then that's when I'm going to lose interest. So,
yeah.
And that's when you'll be like, are you going to get on? And I'm like, nah, I've moved on.
Yeah. Oh, well, so. It'll be fun. It'll be fun nonetheless. Mm-hmm. man, there was something else I was trying to think of. Oh yeah. No. Jared, have you been playing anything on the Switch?
No.
Sub-Zero was asking about that. He's like, what about the Switch?
Nope, I have not.
So it's like starting to change opinions here. I was saying, because now I started my new goal on my channel to get a Switch. I've got about $100 so far. And I want to play Zelda. That's been the game. I've never really talked shit about Zelda. I've always wanted to play that one. But now this week at Gamescom, or no, it was at PAX, they announced that the new Suda51 game, the new No More Heroes game, is going to Switch. And now I want to Switch. Mm. So go ahead and donate to my channel. Ah.
Way to fucking advertise your shit.
Yeah.
But, oh, and also I played...
hey, fuck off. Last week you got Madden. Why don't you tell us
about
Madden?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I've been playing the story mode, and Doug's been really interested in that. He actually fucking loved watching Madden. So.
Oh, my God. The best part of that, though, was just, like, the chat was on fire. Like, everyone was just on point, and, like, the jokes were just so funny because fuck that story mode. That shit was garbage.
Oh, yeah, is it? Is it really bad? I wasn't
it's so – okay, so listen, the actual, like, beginning, the story mode, I was like, I'm really impressed. It's deep. It's got some story. I was like, I feel bad for this kid. But then all of a sudden it starts in with this fucking reality show bullshit. And it got real cringy real quick. And so
somebody started and then they quit their job and then somebody else had to write the rest of the script.
I don't know what happened.
Pretty much. It was bad.
It's getting a lot of praise from everyone in the industry. I don't know how, because it's real bad. But I'm going to finish it. I'm going to Twitch it. I'm halfway. I'm 56% done with it. So I'm going to finish it out probably on Wednesday so you guys can enjoy that shit. Okay, let's get on some cool news here. Nintendo, I'm really hurt by this. I don't know about you two, but Nintendo pulled some shit today. He's his official profile on Nintendo's website. He's no longer a fucking plumber.
Oh, Mario?
Yeah, Mario.
He's too fucking busy to make house calls. He's fucking staying with the princess every 5 seconds.
He's no longer a fucking plumber. This is the description now. He's all around sporty. Whether it's tennis or baseball, soccer or car racing, Mario does everything cool. As a matter of fact, he also seems to have worked as a plumber a long time ago.
In a far, far away place.
Motherfuckers. How dare you take that away from him? How the fuck?
Because he doesn't have time, and he fucking collected enough coins over his days to where he quit his job of plumbing and digging out other people's shit.
Well, how is he going to know how to get down those fucking pipes?
Oh, he knows. Trust me, that's practice.
Qual in the chat asks, is this his dating profile?
It sounds like it, right?
Yeah, swipe right.
I'm a 42-year-old Italian man. I'm all around sporty.
I've been 42 for 42 years.
Yeah.
Let's go on a date.
My question is, how did he become a plumber with those white fucking gloves? How'd those get messed up?
Yeah, that's true. Who wears white gloves in plumbing?
I just assumed it was part of his uniform. They're like, well, just latex gloves.
Real puffy ones. Here, put these on. Puffy ones.
No, see, he's got a problem. He touched the wrong pipes one day, and his hands puffed up. So he's still wearing latex gloves. He's just got super big hands.
Oh, so he's just got...
He's got elephantitis in the hands.
Well, maybe that's why he can't be a plumber anymore, is because he can't grab the fucking plunger.
Yeah, it'd be like it'd be like someone like in a spacesuit, you know, like where they're the big bulky fingers and stuff. They have the big tools because they have to be like... He's like the same thing, but they can't because they're like Mario. That
help me, Luigi! I can't unzip my pants.
He's like, my hands too, Mario.
So they were like, well, I guess we'll go adventure now. What does this mushroom do?
That's why they keep throwing in water levels. That's his one time to piss himself without anyone noticing. Oops! It looks like I'm all wet.
What he doesn't know is that they put that chemical that turns the water blue when he pisses.
So you just see blue spots all over the bed, all over the level.
There's a trail. All right.
You see the enemies swimming away from him because they don't want to be caught in the blue. The fucking bloopers are like, nope, I'm fuck this.
Before he jumps in the water, the power-ups he keeps getting are glasses of water.
It's a good thing I had this energy drink before I started the game. And scene.
I like it. I like it. Don't yawn.
Doug's been yawning this whole fucking
stream. I know. Sorry. Let's see. Xbox One is getting mouse and keyboard support, guys.
Man, PC Master Race moving on to Microsoft.
That's right. I'm taking over one small console at a time.
It's what it seems like, right? Like they're trying to merge the fucking Xbox with a PC. And I don't know. People are going to get real pissed off if they start getting hit with a mouse and keyboard combo instead of a controller. Like, because the precision is just far superior with a mouse and keyboard. Kevin wouldn't know about that. But
you're getting console players playing with a mouse and keyboard, so it's like learning mouse and keyboard all over again.
Yeah, but
it was like watching everyone try to play Destiny this weekend. It was hilarious. The multiplayer, like, people were not that great at it yet.
That was like me going back to the console and playing COD, because I played it on the PS4 and I could not for the life of me get a kill with that goddamn controller.
Back Simulator 2017.
Fuck playing first person shooters with a goddamn controller. Whoever can do it and do it great, awesome. Mm-hmm. I fucking suck at it. I got like 2 kills and I was like, yeah, I'm the happiest man alive. Thank you. Most of those were because they ran right in front of the gun. So Microsoft has been promising mouse and keyboard support, and it's actually going to happen. It's coming up soon. The only problem, like, I don't understand this one though. It says that Microsoft is going to coach developers on how to use a mouse and keyboard with their games. Don't they make these games with mouse and keyboard?
Yeah, developers like, yeah, real fucking funny. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, we get it, guys. We can figure this out. God. I don't fucking know. Let's see. Microsoft has opened an invitation to Valve, Nintendo, and others to join Xbox One and PC crossplay. That's the one thing I got to say about Microsoft is that they're actually doing the right things for the gamer. Like, crossplay has been promised since we were kids. It's been a dream, not promised, but it's been a dream since we've been kids to be able to take our Sega and play with somebody over on the Super Nintendo. Like, we've always dreamed of it. And Microsoft now is trying to do something. There's a yearning for it. They're doing it with the PC and Xbox One. They're working with Valve. They said Valve is right down the street. Let's go meet. Like, let's do this. Let's add support. And the only problem is Microsoft is going to actually have to put out fucking games on Steam.
Yeah. They're going to have to get rid of their games for Windows 3.0 or whatever.
Let's hope that gets better.
Yeah, it won't.
Well, it's interesting. The games that support crossplay so far are Ark, Forza, and then
Gears of War 4,
Crackdown 3, and Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves, I think, will be a lot of fun to play with people on Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's interesting, like, Forza, which is, like, one of their, like, exclusive titles, is
Yeah, I've got Forza Horizon because I bought it on Xbox One, so I've got it on PC. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. It's actually better on PC because you get a better frame rate.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. Same with Gears of War 4.
Should I play that? Is that worth it?
Gears of War 4?
Mm-hmm.
Eh, it's all right. It's no. I like Gears of War 3 better.
Okay. Let's see. What else is happening? Oh, this one Doug will like. Gearbox has said that 90% of its attention is now on Borderlands 3.
Nice.
Randy Pitchford has come out and said, he said, the thing
Why
you want to
his name's so weird.
Yeah, Pitchford.
Randy Pitchford.
Well, that's because when he was a baseball player, you really had to extend his last name so everybody knew it. Coming to the plate, Randy Pitchford. he quoted saying 90% of Gearbox is working on the thing you want us to be working on. So there you go. Confirmed.
Nice.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Well then, Half-Life 3 was confirmed dead.
Why is it not? There we go.
Pitch odd.
Sorry, I have to go autocorrect this every time in this article now. Sorry.
Pitch Ford.
Sorry, guys. We're just making changes to our notes on the fly.
What else we got?
I'm excited for that. Jesus Christ. Borderlands 3.
Please, hurry up. Can we please have that? That's a four-player co-op that I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
King Rex said Gearbox is working on Half-Life 3. Technically, I mean, Gearbox cut their teeth working on Valve games. They did... what was the second that first expansion with the
with the
cop? It was Gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
CS. I forgot what the Blue Shift. Yeah, Blue Shift.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Gearbox game.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, but yeah, Caleb and I have been doing the Borderlands games. We just finished the pre-sequel about a week and a half ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, yeah, I'm ready to get into a new one. I hope it's better than the pre-sequel. By the time we were done with pre-sequel, it was like, I am over this shit. This
yeah, you guys were talking. Good. You guys were talking shit over it.
I was ready for it to be done.
I only got like an hour in, and I was already over it. You guys did better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's a pro League of Legends team that says it's losing more than $1.1 million a year, and they're ready to quit.
Holy shit.
Get good, the scrub lords.
Yeah. No, seriously, get good.
So, an European esports organization, H2K, issued a letter yesterday to the community saying they're not going to participate in the European League Championship Series unless Riot Games creates a better financial structure for teams. Okay. I guess that the European League champion and Riot Games are collecting all of the money, and while the actual teams are losing out. So the partnership, blah, 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 annual losses of over $1 million.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a multi-billion-dollar company. I think the way that you solve this is kind of what they're doing in the States, right? Where they're actually these major organizations are signing teams and actually giving them contracts. Like one guy just signed a major contract. He's like fucking 16 or 18, and he signed it today with an Overwatch team, and he signed it for $125,000 a year. That's just his playing contract. That's not endorsements or anything else. So I think that's the way you solve that, right? Not just by giving all the control to the championship series or the developer.
Yeah, because we're talking about how like the cost of keeping the team is incredibly expensive, just because it continues to increase as like new stuff comes out and you have to get the new and the best blah 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 to keep these people like on top of the game, but then like they're not that shit isn't covered,
like, which it should be.
Still get the same amount exactly. I don't know. You know, it's really interesting is watching that PUBG Invitational last week at Gamescom and just seeing all these pro teams come in and just like, you know, there's a couple of streamers that I watch that are on some of these teams. And so it was fun watching them play, but also watching some of these other teams from other countries that I've never, you know, I've never heard of them because I don't watch their streams or whatever, because again, they're Russian or they're from the Ukraine or from China or, you know, it's whatever. And it was really intense. And then I love the second day, a team from people that were there won. So I like they just showed up, they qualified, they got in, and then they wiped, you know, everyone. They just fucking won the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And walked away with $30,000 and hopefully some prospects to be a pro gamer, because those dudes are awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you get noticed, right? And that's how you get recruited.
Yeah, surely, right? It was really cool. I was like, damn. It could be me, but I can't, but not, because I'm not that good.
Obviously, these pro teams and pro circuits are still in their infancy, right? I mean, we're just starting this. So all of this will get worked out as the years go by. I think bigger contracts, bigger teams, more organization, all this stuff will happen, and I think it'll be better in the future. And we'll update that from time to time, because obviously that's such a big market now, is this pro gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Capcom is deciding to work with IM8-Bit, not us, to reissue a limited edition SNES Street Fighter II cartridges. That's awesome. There's going to be limited to 5,500 copies of the game. It's playable, except for this. They say that it's it's $100 for this cartridge.
Yeah.
But they say don't play the game on the SNES because it can overheat your console or catch fire. It is deemed a vintage collectible, so please exercise extreme caution when using the product and make sure there is a fire extinguisher nearby.
It's because the game's so hot.
What?
Yeah. Why?
One thing that's pretty cool, there's 5,500 copies of the game. The first 4,500 are going to be in red, and the last 1,000 are going to be glow-in-the-dark translucent green cases. So that's really cool. I'd kind of like to be the one in the last 1,000, to be honest.
You would buy this?
No, fuck no. I said I would like to be. I wouldn't buy that. I wouldn't even have a Super Nintendo to blow up. Come on.
I'm just saying, like...
And plus, I'm not that big into Street Fighter. Like, I need to own a cartridge of it.
I know, but there's a lot of collectors out there. It's just like, hey, let's put out a game you can't play.
Yeah.
I guess it's just...
can play at your own risk.
I guess it's just for the fucking shelf. I wouldn't pay $100. Never mind. I take that back. I just said, I have this fucking Star Wars helmet on my shelf, and I was like, I was just about to say, I wouldn't pay $100 to put something on my shelf. Oh, shit. Never mind.
Never mind. Next story.
Next story.
As we all look back, like, I wouldn't pay $100 for that. We all have shit in the background.
Yeah, we all look in the background and go, uh-oh. Doug, fuck off. You have like $2,000 worth of pops sitting on your shelf.
But they're nothing, but not one fucking thing is over $100. So fuck you. No.
You got something that was at least.
The guitar sitting there.
Yeah, the guitar. That shit hasn't seen the light of day.
Didn't buy that. Stole that.
A Lego set? You got a $100 Lego set somewhere, right?
Not that I bought.
Hmm.
Everything you see there, stolen.
Stolen. Ed says the Muppet.
Oh,
no, nah, even the Muppet wasn't $100. That fool was like 90.
Oh,
oh, fuck off.
Also, that bitch custom.
That bitch custom.
That bitch custom.
Fucking technicality. God.
Damn it.
Star Wars Empire at War is got a surprise new patch. It re-enables multiplayer.
Yeah. So
in 2014, I'm thinking about re-downloading it. I have it in my library. In 2014, they used GameSpy. Get it? Because I'm sorry. It's a 2006 game. It used GameSpy. GameSpy closed down.
I was gonna say everyone used GameSpy in that time.
Yeah. So it re-enabled multiplayer support, and it also has it uses Steam Workshop for mod support. So that could be pretty cool. I think that somebody could probably release a enhanced graphics mod. They could do some new stuff from the new trilogy, and I think that you could see a lot of cool shit in that game. That game was a lot of fun back in the day. I played it a ton. I don't know if you guys do. And it's 50% off, so go get it. Maybe. And then we have some bad news for Lawbreakers. If you are a big fan of Cliffy B and his new game, well, Well, it doesn't seem like you were, because there's less than 500 players playing it on Steam.
Ugh.
Womp,
that's too bad.
Womp, womp. So, its peak players were 2,500. So now it's...
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It's real rough, especially when you spent like 3 years developing it and you left Epic Games to make something new.
Yeah.
And it's your own studio and you're like, this is going to be great. Shit, now I have to sell my Lambo.
No, he won't sell that.
No, he won't. He'll probably sell his wife first.
Well, we also saw recently, we're talking about, you know, concurrent games and, or people playing games and stuff like that, that PUBG finally beat out like Dota and stuff for the people playing.
Yeah. That game
and Team Fortress and all that, and like Counter-Strike.
Yeah, it was number one. It was insane.
Counter-Strike,
it was like,
Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
It's like 800,000 people or whatever playing at one point. It's like, fucking Christ.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That game is probably going to go down in history, man, as one of the most played games of 2017, or will be the most played game. It's still selling copies. It's still in early access. We've been addicted to it.
Still a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've been addicted to it. Can't wait for the new content. I haven't been able to play it lately, but I really want to. I'm dying to play it. I'm dying to get shot and do something stupid. So, all right, that's our show, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed it. These guys are going to go to bed. I think maybe we'll name this episode like Night Night Time or something. But we also had a new follower.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric217-1986. 217-1986 is his birthday because
okay.
I was there.
God damn
Happy
it.
Happy birthday, Eric. And then we also have Win7836.
All right, folks. Stick around. We'll do a short Q&A so that way these two can go to bed. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And until next time, love, hugs, and all that bullshit.